Today's daf, Yud Beit, the second of Dorim. And yesterday we were docha, we were trying to bring a raya to the question that had been raised by Rami Bar Chama. What is the halach when somebody has two pieces of meat, and he's matfis one in the other? The chulin meat, he's trying to make the same as the meat of a boser shalomim, which he intends to eat, because it's after zrikas damim. So when he says zeh kazeh, he's really not talking about Isser now, is he? However, if what he meant was Zeh Kazeh, this Basar Chulin should be like Basar Karban. A Karban is Isser. It happens to be this particular meat was Lachar Zrikas Damim. The question, therefore, is did he mean the current status of that meat, or did he mean the essence of the Karban from whence it came? Yesterday we brought a raya from the Nosdar and Pigo, which by definition is talking about after Zrika, and we were dough for the raya by saying maybe it's talking about the Notar and Pigol of an Ola. The reason that it specifies Notar and Pigol instead of just saying Boser Ola, which also would have been exactly the same, is because I would have thought that Notar and Pigol, the guy's mind is on the actual Isser Notar, Isser Pigol, which of course is not a Dover another. Gamashmal on that, no, he certainly doesn't think about the Isser. He's thinking about Neder. People understand that when they make a Neder, they can't be referring to anything but another Neder. Okay. So it means we were left off yesterday with the thought that indeed the halakha is that it's clean. That indeed the halakha is that, or at least perhaps we should answer Rami Bar Chama by saying that in a case where you're trying to be matzis, you're being matzis in current status, and not in the eater. Matzis. I said, well, how can you say that? If we take a look at the famous Braita that talks about L'chol Shvuat Isar, the Torah uses the word Isar, where it's talking clearly about the concept of Harchasa. In other words, it's not the Shvuat per se, but rather a Shvuah or a Neder that's based on an Isur. Now, what do we mean? Ezeru Isur Amor B'Torah. Well, suppose a guy would say, "Reini shalo ochal basar," or "shalo eshte yain," "kiyom shemed bo aba," or "kiyom shemed bo rebi," or "kiyom shenerak bo gedaya ben achikam," or "kiyom shera'iti Yerushalayim b'churbana." So now, in all of these cases, he would be asur, because since on those days there would have been, I mean, we assume, as Shmuel says, "Rama Shmuel v'ushinador," that indeed when his father died he had made a neder not to eat on that day, or he had seen Yerushalayim b'churbana, he had made a neder not to eat on that day, or he was upset about the death of Gedaliah ben Achikam and he was makabel the time he saw himself as a neder. So I obviously in those cases it is a davar hanadur. Now, it's got to be talking about a chiddush here over here, right? So I mean, hechidon, tell me what the case is. The case can't be beferish, he said. This should be the same din as the din that I made a neder. I mean, obviously that's a neder. That's the classic atvasa. What are you adding over here by saying kiyom? I mean, you might as well say this piece of meat is like this piece of meat that I made a korban. What's the chiddush? Therefore, says Shmuel, the chiddush is that it's talking about that there had been a neder, and the Gemara explains, well, what have you done? What was the case? So our assumption is like this. This guy, the reason it says Chad b'Shabbat is very interesting. According to the Rush, according to the Ran, it means literally Sunday. Because what had happened is, let's say his father had died on the first Sunday of Nisan. This is a Makor for Thanksgiving. Instead of looking at the date, it's exactly. You look at the first Sunday in Nisan, which Tosa says, well, that's crazy. I mean, it doesn't go according to the date. I mean, it's a yard site, right? So, I mean, it just must be using Chag Shabbat sort of, which is pretty tough to say. You could understand that basically the Ran is saying that it's possible to be Kovea in his mind the first Sunday of Nisan. That's how he relates to the yard site. Okay. Now, we assume that what happened is like this. The day that his father died, it was 5 years ago. On that day, indeed, he didn't eat. The past 4 yard sites, he hasn't kept as a timeless. Now, he wants to keep this yard site, so he says this day should be like the yard sites. No, what does Rebbe like the yard site? I mean, what about last year's yard site? He didn't fast last year's yard site. And nonetheless, it says over here, Asur, which means that he's going back in his mind to the essence of the yard site. The essence of a yard site was a day in which indeed he had been known there. Because otherwise it's no chiddush. Otherwise it's ridiculous. The guy says, Beferich, I want this to be a netter the way I made a netter on the day my father died. Then you're not saying anything. So, l'chora, that itself is the chiddush. That when you have a current status, so there's the most recent yard site would be the equivalent of the piece of meat le'achas v'kas domi that's in front of you. And you say, this shall be like this. You don't mean this shall be like this in its current state. You mean this shall be like where this came from. So in this case, the yard site, the original day of the death of his father, is the equivalent of the piece of meat as it was as a carbon before the zrikat dam. It's a classic case of ikaro kamadvis, and not betera kamadvis, correct? So we have a raya from here, exactly the opposite of what you're trying to tell me. You're trying to say to Rabbi Bar Choma yesterday that, no, actually you're looking at current status. If you're looking at current status, there would be no netter here. Because the most recent yard site, you didn't fast. Says the Gemara, no, the truth is the Shmuel Hochi Yitmar. Shmuel was meant to say, Omar Shmuel Vuhu Shenadurim Buba Me'oto Yom Ve'elo. Shmuel means to say, in a case where you kept every yard site. So, I mean, what's the chiddush in that? There's no kidding. So, it's true that our Gemara doesn't bother to explain what the chiddush is. However, in the actual makor of the sugya, the Gemara does explain it. As the Ron says, look over here, the Gemara sort of just cut out half of the sugya. But in sugya of Shavuos, we actually complete the sugya. And the Gemara asks there, so what's the chiddush? And it answers the chiddush of Tzom Gedalia. Because you might think, since anyway people keep Tzom Gedalia, so it's not considered to be a dover on the door. Kamash Malan, that Afal Pikein, since he personally had made a netter, it's considered to be a dover. But in a chinami, there's no chiddush in the other days at all. And Adarab, and maybe Shmuel was good for coming to tell us that you should not think that be Karo Kamatvis, but rather in current status Kamatvis. That's why Shmuel says, no, it had to be there every yard site since he'd been, otherwise we would mean the opposite. We would mean, he's not us. Okay, so we still don't have a riot. Yes, sir? Cannot tell you.
Gedalia Dafka was not.
I wish I could.
Gedalia of all the fast stuff, the one, the day he was fast, we don't fast on the day he was killed.
Right. That's an interesting point. Omer Avina, Toshma. Okay, I'll bring you another writer. A guy says, this should have a halacha of Chalat Aaron. Or Trumat Aaron. Now, the assumption over here now is, this is referring to Chala, somebody takes from an Isser, Truma, somebody takes. Now, the truth is that that is not considered to be a davar andod. Why not? Even though you create truma with your mouth, you say this should be a truma, right? But when you say this should be a truma, you're not creating isser. You're creating a state. Once that state exists, the isser is put on it. But when you're saying carbon, you're actually separating it away. It's a carbon. This is out of the reach of a commoner and now belongs to the hekdesh, which is ipso facto out of hand. But things that a Kohen has are not ipso facto out of hand. A Kohen can have meat that was given to a Kohen that's mutter to Zarim, right? So the Truma also could be mutter to Zarim. It isn't. But that's a coincidence. It's not that you create the Yisr by saying this is Truma. So even though it's a netter to say this is Truma, you could be shayol on it, so to speak, as the elements of netter. But the Yisr aspect of it is not netter. The truth is there's other explanations, a number of different explanations as to why Truma is not considered to be a Dover and Dover. This is a very reasonable. Okay. So, if you say that, you would be mutter. Now, the implication is that, however, if you would have said, not Ketrumat Kohen, from Ketrumat Aaron, you would have said Ketrumat Lach Meitodah. So then it would have been Asur. Now look, the Lach Meitodah, remember, what we do is, when we bring a carbon Todah, so we bring 40 separate loaves. Now those 40 loaves consist of 4 types, 10 apiece. We have chametz, and we have matzah. Chometz, we have 10, and then we have 3 different types of matzahs. So we have the chalot, and we have rikikin, and we have revucha. So we have the ones that are mixed with oil, the ones that are hard, they're like hard pancakes, and others are soft, and okay. Each one of those requires 1 out of the 10 loaves to be given to the kohen. The norm would be that I would take those loaves and give it to the kohen after I already did the zrikat adam. Because why would I bother taking off truma before the zrikat adam? Nobody's allowed to eat it before the zrikat adam, because the zrika is not only matir the boser of the Torah, the zrika is also matir the chalot. Okay. So our assumption is, therefore, that when you're talking about the chalot todah, we're talking about a challah that's after zrikat adam. Nonetheless, it says over here, look, you want an example of something that's not in the Torah, the truma of a kohen. But the truma of lachmei todah, oh, now that would be nadur. Why is it nadur? It's after zrikat damim. Unless we say beikaroka matfis, and initially these chalot were aser, the same way the carbon itself was aser. So you see from here that indeed, not like we've been trying to escape the whole sugya and claim that its current status that a person is matfis, but rather that indeed beikaroka matfis. I hope that that fleece jacket is making you nice and warm and comfy, Wumfy. I understand. And maybe we should bring a little nice down pillow or something so you can feel really, and maybe something to suck on, you know? Or you have that already in your
life.
Yeah. Soft gemaras. Oh, boy. Look at this. Man, oh, man. Somebody have a pacifier in? You know, Naftali came up with a great idea. He says what we need here, what they have in Joburg, a coffee machine. So by the time everybody comes in, the place smells of delicious, fresh. Yeah, everybody's smiling. Okay. All right.
Everybody in Joburg.
All right. All right. All right. I give in. If it's going to help, I give in. I give in. I give in. All right. All right. All right. We need a sponsor. Who's interested in the coffee machine? What do you say?
With the Joburg mark on it, thank you.
For the suggestion or for the cash? Yes, I know. I've been listening. It's Yiridat HaDorot.
roll with the time.
Apparently. So, do we have any volunteers? Just sponsor the whole coffee machine? Who's going to sponsor our first bit of ground coffee?
I'll go for the coffee.
Richie's going, yay! All right, we got it. So we got cups, coffee, moving
in. Remember, this is stuff you bet.
Yes. All right, so this has got to be very, very soon then. All right? I mean, every day is a loss. I mean, once we're going, we should go.
So they have to come in early to make the coffee, though.
No, we're going to put it on a timer.
Oh, that's it.
What do you think of that? We'll have a coffee on a timer. You just need to set it up the day before, and then boom.
You're going to be obsolete pretty soon.
We were saying the same thing more gently.
We need a barman. That's right. You know, but your daughter's a lot prettier.
She'll be the waitress, barman.
Yeah. It's a shame with his new grandchild. Yeah. Okay. All right, back to the sugya. Now that we've got everybody up, I'm feeling hopeful again. All right, so the mashma'ut over here is that only if you want to make something like the truma of a coin is it considered to be not a davar anoda. But if you want to make something like the truma of a lachmei todah, even though its current state is lachmei zrikat damim, I assume, and it's mutar, we're assuming that when you say truma of lachmei todah, what you really mean is like it was at the beginning when it was awesome, right? So there you go. It's a raya that it's mi karokot matfis. It says the Gemara about truma lachmei todah, isn't it? I mean, almost 100%. It's talking about lachmei zrikat damimi. And nonetheless, we say it's usher, despite the fact that current status is telling us that it's mutter. Well, says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe actually Trumat Lachmei Todah would have the same din as, why is Lionheart walking slow motion? Has the same din as the Trumat Kohen. And the diuk to be made is Ha Kitrumat Halishka is also. Now the Trumat Halishka is clearly something that's given as a neder. In other words, I want to give this money to Hegdish, right? Okay, if that's the case, that means to tell me on the contrary, every type of truma, despite the fact that truma is created with a neder, so to speak, it's by word of mouth, this shall be truma, or these are lachmei todah, nonetheless, they're not considered to be a davar anoder. Truma, because it's a reflection of the state, and Trumat Lachmei Todah, because it's a reflection of current status. But it never goes according to Mi'ikaro. That's how I would answer it. Says the Gemara, no, come on, man. You're telling me Trumat Halishka is also. That's the diyuk? So now what are you going to tell me? Aval, Trumat Lachmei Todah Mai. Just tell me, so what's the law about Trumat Lachmei Todah? What? That it's mutter? So why the heck don't you come straight off and tell me a big chiddush instead of talking about truma of Aaron? Tell me, and for that matter, even trumat lachmei todah. I mean, there's a kosher cane trumato, plain truma for sure. I mean, if even trumat lachmei todah, just because at this moment it happens to be in a state of heter, even that's not considered to be a davar anoder. So kosher cane, the truma of Aaron, is not considered to be a davar anoder. That's what it means. When we're saying truma, trumat Aaron, we're talking about all of the trumas that are given to Aaron. What's the din of trumat lachmei todah? Is it mutter for a zar to eat the way that the rest of the lechem is? The way that the todah is? No! The trumat lachmei todah is also the way truma is. So when we say trumat Aaron, we mean all types of trumas that are given to Aaron. Whether you're talking about the truma of Dagon, you're talking about the challah of Esar, you're talking about the truma of the lachmei todah, all of the above are considered not to be a davar anoder, and they're mutter, or they're a davar anoder, which is anoder in its current state of heter, and therefore is a meaningless statement. That's exactly what it's saying. It's coming to tell me those that all these things are one thing. So that shkamash v'lan, the trumat lachmei todah, is truma togin. Okay, that's one approach I have to this. Now, I give you another terrace. I could say, what's your raya? Excuse me, what was your raya? That trumat lachmei todah. Let's go back to your first deal. Only trumat Aaron, not trumat lachmei todah. That's right. If you say this should be like trumat lachmei todah, that's awesome. So you say, well, what do you mean? But its current state is heter. Who said? Well, why did you assume its current state is heter? Why can't it be talking about trumat lachmei todah that you took off before zrikat tamim? I got news for you. If you took off the Trumat Lachmei Todah before you even baked the challah, which is for sure before Zrikat Damim, it's also perfectly good. It doesn't have to be that you take it off as a lechem after you've done everything. So certainly it doesn't have to be that you do it after Zrikat Damim. Let me prove that to you. Because it's talking about Trumat Lachmei Todah Nami Kodem Zrikat Damimu. And you could take it all the way back. I mean, not that it has to be this case. But look, it could be you even could go in that for Shina Belisha. Why are we saying that you took it off while it was still a dough? Because that's the place where we're going to bring a raya that you can do. But obviously, this case could be talking about you took it off normally, just before Zrikat Tamim. It's just the only proof that we have of an actual case where you did take it off before Zrikat Tamim is where you took it off in Elisha, which is clearly before Zrikat Tamim. Because you need to wait for it to finish before you can be Magdish Shalechan with the Zrik. So fine. Kiyadi Amr of Tuvi Barkis Damashmu Lachmei Todah Sha'afa'an Barba Chalot Yet. So let's say you only made four chalot. Meaning, you took all of the 10 chalot of Chometz, you made them one. You took all of the 10 chalot of Revucha, you made them one. You took all of the 10 chalos of the actual chalos of Matzah, and you made them one. So you ended up with only four. So is it kosher? So what do you mean? How could it be kosher? The Torah says arba'im. The Torah says beferish, to take off arba'im chalot, right? And then it says hikri mimeno echad mikol. Okay, but there's 40. That's only a mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. remember that by Kodshim, if the Torah doesn't say specifically either chukah or repeat it, it's not ma'akev. So it's a mitzvah, but if you don't do it, you'd be yotze. Yeah, but that's in terms of the 40, you'd be yotze. But how would you be able to take off the truma? How can you take off truma out of one challah? Well, by the mishka truma. So what are you going to say? If tem reshakel chada riftal, because you'll take one of the challahs for all of the four, right? So one out of four is also truma. Because Hatzdan, we learn in the Mishnah, when it says in the Torah, v'ikriv mimeno echad mikol korban truma, that it means echad from each one of them. You have the matzah, and you have the chometz, then you have the rekikin, you have the revulcha, and you have the challah of the matzah. So you have to have one of each type. So Ella, what are you going to say? Okay, so cut a slice. Cut a slice and use the slice as the truma. I can't do that either. Because, first of all, Yoli told me, korban achaver. V'chitem v'dashar kapuz, but you say cut a slice and give that as a truma, v'kochad v'chad. Then you'll have four different types of slices, right? So you have your chametz, then you'll have your chalas matzah, your rekiki matzah, your revucha matzah. Nope, you can't do that either. Why? Because atzman echad also means a whole echad. Shelo yitol prusa, you cannot take a piece. Ela, therefore, says Rav Tumi Bar Kisna, what's it talking about, said Shmuel? It's talking about that it was still dough. It's not a piece. It's a piece of dough, but now when you're going to bake the dough, it's going to become a challah. So when we were talking about four challahs, four challahs beside which you were already taken off out of the dough, and now you baked it to a challah the way it was supposed to be, and gave it as the truma. So you see from there that if you took off the truma way before the zrika, it's still going to be perfectly good. So who's to say that when we say lach metoda, it's necessarily talking about lach metoda in its current status of a heter? Maybe its current status is iser. It's referring to before the zrika. How can you prove anything from here? So therefore, you're left without a raya. Now, Lafreshin of Elisha, so you took chada minachametz, v'chada minachalos, v'chada minarekikin, v'chada minaravucha, and now you're left with one challah of each type, besides the truma, obviously. The truma, that's okay. Alright, so we do not have conclusive evidence about whether the Ikara komatvis or whether Betera komatvis, correct? Lema ketanoi. It would appear that machlokus that we've been having in our own mind, in other words, we're talking about Rami Bar Chama's question, do we go according to current status, or do we go according to the Iker? Lema ketanoi. Perhaps that itself is a machloket tanaim. Where do we see this machloket tanaim? Hare alai kibichor. Somebody makes now a piece of meat that should have a din of a bechor. Rabbi Yaakov oser Rabbi Yehuda matir. I don't understand what that's supposed to be. What kind of machlokas is this? What's it talking about? Echidami. He name alif neizrikatamim. If a guy said beferish, this should be the din of a bechor before zrikatamim. For that matter, even if he said stam, by the way, as all the Rishonim point out, even if he said stam, harezek bechor, it will always mean ki ikaro kamatis, by definition. It's only where you have a piece of meat in front of you, which is liach zrikat damim, that we have this question. We never think that when a guy is saying this should be a carbon, that he doesn't mean in the etzem din of the carbon, that's for sure. Except we're saying, okay, let's just keep it even, okay? Let's talk about either side. The guy said beferish, it should be like it is with Nezrik, or for that matter, he just said stam. So then how could anybody say that it's mutter? Why would it be mutter? Of course it's us, right? And if it's talking about that he said beferish, arezek ebechor la'achar zrikat damim, so then how could anybody say that it's us? He's saying beferish, I want it to be like Heter. So this doesn't make any sense. Say chidam. He name it, let's Nezrikat damim. Why would anybody say it's mutter? My tam laman deshori. If it's talking about Le'ach HaZrikat Tamim, why would anybody say it's Aser? He's saying Beferish that he means it to be like Heter. So the only possible case is a Rami Bar Chama case. The Rami Bar Chama case is that you've got two pieces, and now you're being matched as one and the other. One is regular Chulin meat, the other one is Bechor meat. And now the question is, do I mean to be matvesit? And I'm just saying, this shall be like a Bechor, the Iker. Or do I mean, this shall be the way this meat currently is, which is mutter? That was Rami Bar Chama's question. And we find here a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov as to what the din is. So this seems to address Rami Bar Chama directly, right? So my love, Ella love, what it's got to be talking about, demachit basar bechor gabe, he's got in his one hand a piece of basar bechor, which is kosher now, lakazrika, and he also has a key piece of chulin. Umachit basar dehet gabe, he's got this other piece of meat in his hands now, okay? And he says, zekazeh, I want this piece of meat to be like this bechor. He points to the other piece of meat. So now our question is, what do we look at? Do we look at the ikur? Do we look at the current status of the tanoi? And this exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily at all. I could tell you that actually everybody holds that in such a case, of course your karvana, we're talking about over here where it's lefnei zrikat damim. I'm not talking about where it's lachar zrikat damim. It's irrelevant, therefore, whether it be kor or kamatfis or whether it be ter or kamatfis, there is no ater in this case. It's a piece of bechor of iser. So I understand. So then what's the question? Question is, what is a bechor? I mean, isn't the bechor automatically cut off? Is bechor like a piece of chazer lahavdil? Because the Torah says it's osir. Or is a bechor considered to be like a korban, which is nadur? Now that's a whole different issue. The truth is that on the surface, you think to yourself, hey, actually, a bechor would be kodesh without my neder, so why in the world would it be called hatfasah b'davar ha-nadur? Why would it not be called hatfasah b'davar ha-asur? I mean, for heaven's sakes, you just got finished saying that truma, which I create with my mouth, is not considered to be a davar ha-nadur. Why? Because the Torah has defined its status once I make a truma. So the kosher came, the bechor is not a davar ha-nadur, because the Torah defines its status even without my making it a bechor, right? So why should I be able to answer something by making it like a bechor? Ah, that's the machlokas tanoim here. Nothing to do with bikaroka matviz. That kulei alma, we're talking about a case where there is no heter. It's l'feiz u'katami. So my time at Aban Shori, I said, what do you mean? It's very simple. The Torah says beferish, omakra, ish ki yidor neder la Hashem. So it has to be shi yidor a neder, b'dover ha-nadur. A bechor is not a dover ha-nadur, la fuke bechor, which is a dover ha-asur. Uman di amar, uman di asar, what about, I mean, so what indeed is the excuse for saying that a bechor is asur? Because he says, why do you have to say la Hashem? Why can't it say, ish ki yidor neder? If it says ki yidor neder la Hashem, you're adding another case. What's that other case? I'll tell you what it is. It's to be marbe, even a davar asur. Now, it doesn't really mean to be marbe davar asur. And in fact, the girsa that we have over here is different than the girsa in Nazir. In Nazir, it brings this l'rabot ha-bechor. Because we certainly don't mean to say you can make a neder by saying this should be the equivalent of a piece of chaz. But we're just saying, to be marva, a case which looks like a davar asur, namely a bechor, and the Torah is coming to say that nonetheless, it's considered to be a davar ha-nadur. Why? We'll see in a moment. So we have a machlokas here about how to view a bechor. Shall we view a bechor as a davar asur, or shall we view a bechor as a davar that is nadur? So mandashari, let me ask you something. That's a good point. I mean, the Hashem is definitely coming to be marva. So the Ma'an Yomro says that indeed it's mutter in this case. How does he understand the Lashem? What's the Lashem coming to be marba? My Yavidle? No, he says over there, mi boy leilem b'matfis b'chatat v'asham. That's talking about, look, a guy is chay of a korban chatas. A guy is chay of a korban asham. Now he goes there and he makes this, the korban chatas that he's chay. Is that a davran nodur? Or basically since the Torah demands that he brings it, it's considered to be a davar ha'asur. So I might have thought that where this thing is defined by the Torah and not by your words, I might have thought it's always a davar ha'asur. The Torah says you have to bring it. So it's more like truma, right? Therefore comes along the pasuk to say la Hashem, to be marba even chatat v'asham, but never a bechor. So why not? What's the difference? Mara ita. Why do you think it makes more sense? Rabot chatat v'asham ulo tziyat ha-bechor. Why exclude the bechor and be marba the chatat v'asham? For an obvious reason. Marba ni chatat v'asham shul matfis b'neder. Heck, If I don't make this the chatat Rav Chayev, it doesn't become a chatat. The Torah never said which animal is a chatat. The Torah says, see to it you bring a chatat. So when I make a neder, this shall be my chatat. So over there, it's completely a davar neder. Okay, so it's a chova for me to do it. But I'm the one who does it. Mashen ken a bechor. The bechor comes out from the rechem as the firstborn. It's a kosher bechor. It's already kodesh. I can't change it. I can't take away the kedusha. So what? Obviously, that's the case. That's not a davar neder. Where's the chatat vasham is? It's so clear that there's two levels here. So in total, there's three levels. There's a straight out davar neder. And then there's a davar neder, which the Torah says you must do, which I might have thought maybe is not a davar neder. And then there's a davar that is asur, because it's a bechor. That's what I say. And as a bechor, it was kadosh even without my intervention. And why would you be marva bechor? Where did you get the idea to be marva bechor? No, motzi ani et ha-bechor shu kadosh b'me'eimo. Hey, you know, that's a good point. Ooh, what do we do about that point? So mandi asar, what is he going to say? He says like this, a bechor is also considered to be matviso b'nevi. And in my opinion, a bechor is like a chatat v'asham. And I'll tell you why. Because it says in a brayta, the Tanya, mishum rabbi amru, minayin l'nolad bechor betoch beitosh mitzvah lahakdisho. I say that a chatat v'asham which you're chayev on is not that different from a bechor which you're chayev on. Because you had to be magdish your chatat v'asham. You have to be magdish your bechor too. The Torah says you must be magdish. Where does it say that? Sheneemar kol ha-bechor asher yivaleid bibkorcha u'vitzonecha hazachar takdish la'asham. What do you mean hazachar takdish la'asham? I thought you said it's kodesh already. What am I going to be magdish for? Takdish la'asham means you do the kedusha. Says Rebbe, you can't read that pasuk without coming to the conclusion that you are mechuyev to actually create the kedusha on the bechor. So that's like a chatas and an asha. Oh, says the other mandama, fancy. Mandasha, yeah, and if you didn't, like our president says, v'ilo makdisho, tell me, what would be the din? Ilo makdisho, what, milo makdisho, it wouldn't be kaddish by itself. So you're, but what are you doing? You're going through the motions. Okay, maybe you're even being motzi something, but obviously, well, you can't tell me it's in the same category as the chatat v'asham. You have one ribui. Which one are you going to use it for? The chatat v'asham or the bechor? Obviously the chatat v'asham. Even if you're going to tell me a bechor maybe even has some magical elements that I'm not aware of, in which I add actual kedusha with my mitzvah, but be'ikar, the dinim on it of a bechor, are considered to be givens at the time of birth. So what are we comparing them to? Okay, this is the machlokas of Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. But it absolutely is irrelevant, this machlokas, to our question of Rami Bar Choma, which was due in a case where it would have been Leachas Rikas Damim, which is not the case here, in a case where it would have been Leachas Rikas Damim, whether we would have gone ahead to be Ikaro Kamatvis, or whether we would have been Matvis in its current state. That is left unresolved. Now we'll see that the Ramban brings Raya from later as to a resolution, but from a completely different sugya. It's a fascinating parallel to the sugya, and when we get there, we'll come back to this. Get the sugya. Okay. Tomei nota pigalos a boy rami barchom. Harei alai kipsai zibchei shlamim leachaz rikatamim mai. Mau, ram yudalav amidbeit. So, idikamar baden lishna, I don't understand. Beterakamatis. No. I'm talking about to go into machit basis if chishlamu gabe, umachit tera also gabe, viamar zekaze, ma. Be ikaro kamatfis, obeatera kamatfis. Omar rabatoshma, notar upigul. Notar upigul is by definition lakhus of katamimu. Omar le ravuna greater than natan. Maybe it's talking about a notar of an ola. Omar, so then what's the point? So then we think sarola. Over there, obviously, it's also because it's Bekorban Kamatvis. But no Tarupigal of an Ola, I still wouldn't know it strictly because I might have thought Sakadar Kamina Vyisur Notal would be Isur Pigul, in which case it's being Matvis Bedavar Asur, and that's not kosher for Neder Velo Mitzah. Kamashmala Net, no, actually, it's talking about that he was Matvis Bedavar Hanadur. Makes it. Ezeu Yisrael mor b'Torah, Amar harneni shalo achal basar v'shalo ashtegayin kum yom shemek bo aviv, v'ki yom shemek bo rabo, or ki yom shneirag bo gedaya ben achikam, or ki yom shereiti Yerushalayim b'churbana. V'yom ha-shmuel, v'hu shenadur b'oto ha-yom. Now, if you don't, I mean, it's got to be taught. If there's any chiddush here, the chiddush is only, ki gon dekoy b'chad b'shabbat amit b'yavua, v'yav agav v'ika, plenty of Sundays in between, or plenty of yard sites in between, the tear that he didn't fast, katani asr anyway, right? So Shema Amina b'ikar kamat, no, maybe what Shmuel was saying is like this, the Shmuel Achiyatma, Omar Shmuel v'hu shenadur uba me'oto ayom ve'elach, so that there has never been a current status of het. Omar Avina Tashma, kechalat Aaron u'ketshumato mutar. Okay, isn't that mashma, ketshumat lachmei todah is asur. But ketshumat lachmei todah is generally lachas rikat amimu. No, the diak is not that. The diak is ketrumat alishkar asur. Now that indeed is a dover on the other. So what are you trying to tell me? That trumat lachmei todah mai? It would be mutar. So then just say lachmei todah. I would know myself, koshkin trumato. That's the point. Akamashmo on trumat lachmei todah is the equivalent of trumato. Vibay tema, trumat lachmei todah that we're talking about is kodem zrikat amim. You see, you can't do that. Of course I can do it. I can even be mafreshit belisha. You don't have freshit of belisha. Ki odam rafti bebakisra mashmuel. Lachmei todah she'afa am be'arba chalot yatsa. I have a chtiv arba in that's the mitzvah. I have a bail a mishkar truma. V'chitei meshok achod rifta akula vatan echad mikol korban. So that means shelo yitom mikorban achaviro. Ella, what are you going to say? V'chitei meshok oprusa mikol chad v'chad. You can't cut it. Because it's not an echad shelo yito prusa. The only explanation is that for shina v'lisha. So shok achod mikol mitzvah, achod mikhalas, achod minukike, achod minuvulcha. So lema ketanoi. Harina like yevachor. Rabbi Yaakov Oser, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Now look, what's the case? Echidam. Idem lefnei zrikatamim, and he said that. So how can anybody say it's mutim? I tell him on the shirt. If he says leachas zrikatamim, how can anybody say it's awesome? He's saying the Pharisee wanted to be like before leachas zrikatamim. Elonav, it must be talking about a case where it's basically Rambi Barchomas case. Mochi besor b'chor kameh, gabeh. And we have a machlokes tanoim about whether it be karoka matris or beterika matris. Lo, the kulei alma lifnezri katamim. By type of man deshori, or makro ki yidor neder achi yidor bedover anodor lafuke bechor bedover asru. Umandi alsar says, but the Torah adds neder lashem the rabot davar asur. Uman deshori, what does he do with the lashem? My obidle. Why? Why is that any better? Well, obviously, that he has nonetheless mitzvah. Shenema hazachar takdish. Uman Deshari says that's all very sweet, but Kilo Makish like Milo Mikdash anyway. So therefore, basically, you're dealing with something that's a given, not something that you created.